Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. As the country awaits Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. coming up later this month, the Pope himself announced this week that he would allow any Roman Catholic priest to absolve women who've had abortions if they seek forgiveness in the next year. Now, that's a change in church policy. Until now, that kind of absolution under canon law was only available from a bishop or a head of a diocese. Now, this is all part of the Pope's Holy Year of Mercy. It's a year in which the Church strives to make its commitment to compassion abundantly clear. And Francis himself made that clear last March. And abortion isn't the only big issue on the Pope's mind. He's already outlined a commitment to the environment, to curtailing global warming. He's talked about immigration. He's planning to visit Cuba before his arrival in the United States. Part of the question now is, will the Pope's statements influence American politics? What about the run-up to 2016? Michael O'Loughlin is national reporter for Crux and author of The Tweetable Pope. He says that Catholics in the United States and across the world are listening.
You have a Pope who is really acting as a pastor for the universal church here, someone who has made an effort to get the church to be less of a place of judgment and more of a field hospital for people who are hurt in life. And he says right in this pretty extraordinary letter that he understands why some women turn to abortion. He says he has met with women who felt as though they had no other choice, that they were out of hope, they didn't see other options. And he isn't changing the rules of the church. For the Catholic Church, abortion is still a sin and a very grave sin at that. But he's simply saying, let's look at the pastoral response and let's see how we can welcome these people back in and provide them some comfort as they're struggling. So for American Catholics who maybe felt the church was a bit too harsh in condemning women who have gone down this route, this could be a big wake-up call to Catholics to really reconsider how they approach this very sensitive topic.
And we're talking about politics, Michael O'Loughlin, so you have to answer the question eventually, could this change votes? That's the real question.
Sure. And I mean, that's a really interesting question because this is a Pope who has really appealed to kind of the center left progressive wing of the American church here. It's really interesting that you have some Catholic Republicans running for president who have tried to distance themselves from the Pope, especially on issues of climate. And the one candidate who has really taken up the Pope's mantle is Bernie Sanders. So you have a secular, liberal, Jewish Democrat kind of out there cheerleading the Pope. So with this, I think it's a further call to the Catholic left in this country to give them some more backing to say the church is about far more than gay marriage and abortion. And this is another opportunity for them to point to examples of how Pope Francis is really trying to broaden the conversation.
The Pope has caused some uncomfortable conversations for candidates like Rick Santorum, who's a devout Catholic and a Republican conservative presidential candidate. He's not alone. Speaker John Boehner has had to answer questions about when his policy positions conflict with the Pope.
Well, one thing we know about this Pope is that he's not afraid to challenge everyone's thinking on issues, frankly, one way or another. And I admire his dedication to the poor and his work to protect the sanctity of life. And frankly, I respect his right to speak out on these important issues.
Now, that's Speaker John Boehner, Michael O'Loughlin. I was in that press conference, and he was talking about climate change after the Pope said that addressing climate change was a moral issue. It's a position that many conservative Republicans in Congress, most of them, if not all, have not taken. And certainly Speaker Boehner, a devout Catholic, isn't taking that position either.
Sure, Todd. One of the most fascinating things we'll see on the Pope's trip here in a few weeks is his address to Congress, where Speaker Boehner, of course, will be present. And the Pope is not going to back down from any of these controversial topics. You can expect him to talk about climate change and immigration, where he thinks the United States has to do a much better job welcoming immigrants. And that's going to cause some moments of awkwardness for Boehner and other congressional Republicans. But at the same time, I think he'll really challenge the United States as a whole about economic issues, its place in the world when it comes to war and peace. And it's going to be a message that is going to bolster the left and the right on some issues and really challenge all Americans to consider how we live our lives personally and also our place in the world.
Now, if some politicians struggle or squirm a little bit with the conversation in conflict with their religious beliefs, at times, at other times, they may grab that mantle and play it to their advantage. Listen to another devout Catholic in Congress, Nancy Pelosi.
I think the church is going to have to play a very major role in how people are treated. The cardinals, the archbishops, the bishops, the come to me and say, we want you to pass immigration reform. And I said, but I want you to speak about it from the pulpit.
Devout Catholic Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi finds herself on the same side as the Holy Father on climate change and immigration. But Nancy Pelosi has run into cardinals, if not archbishops, who've said they wouldn't give her Holy Communion because of her position on abortion.
Sure. And that's a perennial debate, especially around election season, whether Catholic politicians who deviate from church teaching, especially on abortion, should receive communion. But this is a pope, I think, who wants to really go beyond that. He wants the church to be out there in the public square. He thinks that the church has a message worth sharing. And I think we've seen some bishops really taking him up on this call. For example, here in Chicago, where I am, the new Archbishop Blaise Supich has made it a priority to really let people understand that the church is about more than kind of the hot button issues they're used to hearing about. He's emphasized the Pope's call to care for the environment and welcome immigrants. And he's really putting money where his mouth is and kind of bringing this message down to the archdiocesan and hopefully to the parish level if he's successful with this. So yes, there will continue to be controversy, especially as we approach election season. But it looks like the Pope is fairly successful in getting people to really consider the wide range of Catholic teaching on a variety of issues.
Michael O'Loughlin is national reporter for Crux. He's author of The Tweetable Pope, which comes out next week. Michael, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.